Hello everyone, my name's Isaac. I'm a final year medical student at Bond University, and once again I'm the only Bond student here. So I promise our Christian group is not just me, there's more of us, but they're in exams at the moment, poor guys. Alright, so I'll be reading from John chapter 6, verses 66 to 69. And I'll be reading from the NIV version. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
Hello, NTE. Do you like my shirt? Thank you very much. Hi, my name's David Walter. I have the great privilege of leading the Queensland AFES staff team, and it's my privilege to speak to you for a few minutes today. Actually, our theme this week, already you've heard, is to the ends of the earth. It's up on the screen. You can see that. So I thought I'd wear a world map in honour of that to remind me, and maybe to remind you a little bit as well, that's what we're here to think about. That is, to see the gospel, the good news of Jesus, go all over the world to the very ends of the earth. So welcome to NTE 2021, to the ends of the earth. But before we get into the really meaty parts of the challenge and the really chunky parts of the training event itself, I want to briefly ask four questions, and that this may not be up on the slide. No, don't worry about that. I want to ask four questions and actually also answer them, and then I'll go away and sit down. Question one is, where are we? Well, at this point, I actually want to acknowledge God's gift of the land on which we meet to the Wurundjeri clan and the wider Yugambeh people. I want to express sadness that the people of this land were driven from the land, and hope that social reconciliation and restitution can be made one day soon. But even more deeply, I pray that many Indigenous Australians, including the Yugambeh people, and many non-Indigenous people living in this land, may come to have true and deep faith in Jesus, so that the truest and deepest reconciliation can be theirs, can be ours. Reconciliation from God, with God, through Jesus. And through Jesus, reconciliation with each other. A reconciliation that we hope to live out this week. And we've been trying to live out this year and in the coming years as we meet as Christian communities across Australia. That's where we are. Who are we? Well, you've probably worked this out. We are AFES. Now, of course, on your various campuses, your groups aren't called AFES. They're called various other names. But nationally, we are AFES. We are the Australian Fellowship of Evangelical Students. That's us. That's you. That is, we're Australian-based students, both local and international, who are partners in the gospel. That's what fellowship means, partners. Partners in the gospel. We are evangelical. That is, we are gospel people. That's what evangelical means. We're from groups all over Queensland, from Coolangatta to Cairns, from Townsville to Toowoomba. We're studying at St. Lucia, Sippy Downs, South Bank, Gatton, Mount Gravatt or Gardens Point, and many other places. We're Australian-based students who are partners in the gospel with people across the country who've been meeting like this as chapters of NTE, just that they've been meeting in more boring places. So that's where we are. That's who we are. Why are we here? I think that's a great question, really, because why would you spend a big chunk of your hard-earned cash and a week of your holidays attending a training event? This week you're going to work hard, you're going to read and listen and write and think, and you won't even get credit for your uni course. So why are you here? What are we all doing here this week? Well, that brings us to that little entree serve of Bible we had just before, John chapter 6. A little bit of context. Jesus has been preaching and teaching and calling people to follow him. He's been doing across all Israel, though in this section he's in Galilee, which is kind of the nice northern part of Israel. Really, it's the Queensland of Israel. There he is, drawing large crowds of followers. But it all starts to change. As Jesus teaches at Passover time, a year before the Passover when he's killed, as he preaches a great message about who he is, the bread of life, God's way to give life to everyone who believes, things start to change. The deeper his teaching, the clearer the message of Jesus about himself, the gospel becomes, the more people start to leave. They scatter like fans after a losing, after a football game, disappointed, not having seen what they were hoping for. So our Bible section begins like this, there at verse 66. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. What Jesus was offering, they didn't want. What he was preaching, they could no longer tolerate. So a multitude of defective disciples defect from Jesus. They reject him as their teacher, their life guide, their leader. So Jesus asks his closest disciples, the handful of them who haven't yet left, he asks them about their plans. So he says in verse 67, Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Now, if you've read the Gospels, you'll know that Peter, sometimes called Simon Peter, is a bit of a dummy. He has a wonderful gift of saying really dumb things, and they're all across the Gospels. But on this occasion, this one time, his response is gold. It is absolute genius. Notice what he says, verse 68. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Now, when Peter says you, he means only you. You're the one. See, Jesus hasn't even died and risen again yet, and he's worked it out. He's worked out that if you want eternal life, you go to Jesus. Where else are you going to go? And notice that he doesn't just say you have eternal life, but you have the words of eternal life. He's talking about the gospel. See, Jesus is the subject of the gospel. It's all about him. But he's also the source of the gospel. We get it from him. We know the gospel because we read the Bible, and the Bible tells us the gospel. The Bible, in particular the New Testament, is written by the apostles who came to Jesus and stayed with Jesus and received the gospel from Jesus. They believed and understood Jesus' message about himself. That's what verse 69 says, isn't it? Doesn't it? And we, that's Peter and the other apostles, have believed. We've come to know that you are the Holy One of God. That is, they believe that Jesus is the Messiah, God's Son, who came to give eternal life, who died and rose again to give eternal life. So where else would you go but to Jesus, the one who is and has the message of eternal life? And that's the answer to the question, why are we here? Where else would you go? what else would you do but come to Jesus and receive the gospel about him, be changed by the gospel about him, and like the apostles, be equipped to go out and share the gospel about him? What else would you do but come to NTE? See, the vision of NTE is to see university students across Australia and the world gather together to be transformed by the gospel, trained in the gospel, and sent with the gospel. So where else would you go, and what else would you do? Of course, Australian-based students who are partners in the gospel come together because of the gospel to be transformed by the gospel, trained in the gospel, and sent with the gospel. Where else are you going to go but to NTE? But this is my fourth and last question. How do you get the most out of NTE? This is my moment of being Uncle Dave, giving you wisdom from the last 30 years of conferences, okay? I have 7 points. Here they are. Ready? Point one, sleep. Best do this at night in your bed, not during the day, during Gary's talks or your strands. The more you sleep, the better you concentrate, the more you get out of it. Second one is silence. It is golden at night. So if you want others to sleep, please be quiet, especially if you're in a tent and especially if you have a loud voice. And if you're not sure, ask your friends. They'll tell you. Silence. The third one is safety, and the guys already did it for us, talked about all the COVID stuff. So just take it seriously. I know we're not in a diseased state like the southern states, but even still, we need to be a little bit careful about some of that COVID stuff. The fourth thing is sensitivity. That is, just to understand, we're sitting together, 300 of us, quite close proximity, and for some people, they maybe haven't done that a lot this year, so they might feel just a bit anxious or even a bit overwhelmed having so many people together in one place, or just kind of the experience of a conference like this they may not have done before because of COVID or other things. So please be sensitive to the fact that some people will be feeling anxious, will be feeling overwhelmed. Five, signals. This one's especially for the guys, but a little bit for everyone. Sometimes conferences like this, you know, the sun's shining, the birds are chirping, and you kind of, you know, I know it's summer now, but spring is kind of in the air and you feel romantically inclined, and so you kind of show some interest towards someone of the other gender. Now, what they might do is they might say things to you like this: you're a very nice person, but, or you're like a brother or like a sister to me. Or sometimes, I'm just not interested. Or even maybe, I'm going over there to spend time with someone else. What would be really helpful is if you picked up those subtle signals and just let things maybe stop at that point. That'd be really helpful. Just pick up the signals and we'll all just feel a bit more comfortable and happy. Because point six, we want this to be a safe space for everyone. We actually want everyone to feel okay. We also want everyone to feel okay that if you don't feel okay, it's okay to say that you don't feel okay. So we've got low sensory spaces. There's lots of space if you need to go for a walk. There are people, staff, and your student leaders who you can talk to. So if you're not feeling like you're coping very well, please do that. We want this to feel like a safe space for you all this week. And point seven, this is my last point, this is serious. This is a serious week of digging into God's word, of being challenged to live for Jesus more fruitfully and faithfully for the rest of your life. So if there are serious things you need to deal with, you and God, go for a walk, have a pray, please do that. If there are serious issues you need to talk about with someone, please do that. This is a great week to work out some deep and serious issues. Well, welcome again to NTE 2021, to the ends of the earth. I pray that it will be a wonderful week together of sitting with the gospel, of hearing the gospel, of being challenged and encouraged with the gospel. So I'll do that very thing. I'll pray that we'd have that kind of week. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you so much for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that in him alone is eternal life. He has the words of eternal life that he has given to us through his apostles. So please help us, we pray, to be transformed by the gospel. Please help us this week to be trained in the gospel, and please send us out with the gospel. Please give us a good week where we would have great conversations, great concentration, great care for one another, and a great concern for your world. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let our prayer and our praise be, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, so that everyone might know your name. Please join us as we stand and sing.
Where else would you go? Jesus is and has the message of the gospel. What a privilege to be transformed, trained, and sent in the gospel this week. And also, let's remember the seven S's from Dave.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up our first NT session for 2021, we just got a few announcements to make. So first up, I think we have our venue managers. So I wonder if we have a list on the screen. We may not. But yep, there we go. So I'll just run through the names and we'll get the people to stand up as well so everyone knows who you are and give a bit of a wave. So first we have for camping. If you have any questions, queries about camping, go see Dan Lester, who will stand up hopefully. Yes, right at the back there in the striped beautiful shirt. And then we have Nick Gauchy for WEC. If you're staying there, if you're going to be in that area, if you have any questions, go see him. Then we have Bill Collier. Yep, great. For the CMS. And then we've got Tim Earnshaw for TLC. If you're camping at TLC, he's right at the back there in the blue. And then for Camp Tambourine, for just anything general or meals, we've got John T. Perrett. Stand up right at the back corner there. And then we've got for Camp Tambourine for dorms specifically, we got Beck Bailey, who's just there on the side. Then we've got Andreas Mayer for Panorama in the middle. Great. And then if you can't get in contact with any of those people, it's sort of a last minute thing, we've got Josh Dendolk, who will be our on-site manager for any questions as well. Great. We've also, so coming up after this session here, we've got a bit of time. So feel free to go to finish setting up your tent. If you haven't registered, go get registered. Grab a drink of water. We'll start string groups at 4 o'clock. Now, in your books, you should have a couple maps towards the end in your little booklets. So on page 41 to 45, we should have a list of, you've got some maps for each of the rooms, and you've got numbers spread out. So that will be your strand numbers. So if you look on your name tags, you should have a strand number next to your strand. So make sure when it is strand time at 4 o'clock today, try to be punctual, go to that area. So if you have any questions, just ask around. We do have one correction though. We do have a print error, so everyone listen up. So if you're in strand groups 27 and 28, so they have moved from the WEC to Camp Tambourine. So cross out TLC and write WEC. Yeah, does that make sense? That's the message I got. Yep, cool. And lastly, for the emergency assembly, so if we're in emergency and you need to, and we need to obviously evacuate the buildings, head over to the campground. Just the campgrounds, I think it is. Yeah. So the campgrounds out there where the tents are, that'll be where we congregate. I think that's right. Cool. Go grab a drink of water and we'll see you, I guess, later tonight for the main session. But enjoy your first strand groups at 4 o'clock.